think that for Ayn Rand to have survived and made a life for herself, she almost needed that edgy personality, otherwise she would have been, you know, destroyed. Rand was not treated very well back in the late 50s, early 60s. First of all, she was not an academic. Second, she was a capitalist, which annoyed people on the left, and she was an atheist, which annoyed people on the right. So she was a loner. She was also, her harshness and her insistence that she had to beat the table every time she spoke didn't even endear her to people who might have listened a little bit more carefully had she been a little bit more pleasant. But her unpleasantness, I think, ultimately can be fully justified given the treatment she was given when she came out of the Soviet Union, told the truth about that country, and nobody paid attention to her. And she was terribly upset. She had been a fan of America through its symbols, through its art, through its movies, through its atmospherics. And then she finally ends up in the middle of the country and brings warning about this disastrous experiment, and people dismiss her. Well, she was just terribly upset, and you know, different personalities react differently to being upset like that. And Rand's reaction was to become quite bellicose, you know. But that doesn't take very much away from the substance of her thought. It just makes her a difficult sell. Atlas Shrugged was a catharsis, because there were some scenes in it that were absolutely gripping. When I read it, I was in the Air Force. I stayed up two nights, sleepless, foodless, and just read through it. I did cut out Galt's speech and made a little book out of it, which I would then later study, you know. But the train ride, for example, was riveting. The power of that writing, describing that train ride with Dagny on the train, just sent me. The money talk was fabulous. The sex talk was okay, a little bit, a bit old-fashioned, let me put it this way, and quite believable that I found Rand and sex completely incompatible, frankly. Anyway, so Atlas Shrugged just had wonderful caricatures of really hateful people you knew in your life, at least mine, having lived under the rule of a Nazi father and under the rule of communist government. I mean, these people were really like that. This was not a caricature. This was the depiction of these people, their mentality, their way of not really paying attention to another person's humanity. This was a sort of characteristic of all of these entrenched bureaucrats. And Atlas demonstrates this very well, that these bad guys are bad because they violate humanity. Not because they violate God, not because they violate some ideal out of this world, but because they're not well grounded in the way of human life. John Galt represents the human capacity and willingness to take one's life and make the most of it. I think Rand's great legacy is to have rescued this tradition from obscurity and given it a passionate twist, and captured it in fiction, which excited a lot more people than some dry treatise would have. Then, of course, to give capitalism this sort of backing where it is completely pro-life, pro-human beings, pro-human life, and that to show that without freedom, one is usually much worse off than with it. There can be some rare, bizarre exceptions, but if you want to know the general truth of it, the free society is the superior alternative to anything else that has been thought up by human beings on the political front.